Absolute Connection.
Let's have a quick look at the weather, starting with Lusaka. Lusaka does look very promising today. So if you were worried about it being cold the whole day, well, worry not, because there's a bit of sunshine coming up. So I do expect highs of 26 degrees Celsius, sunny and pleasant. And tonight, clear and mild with lows of 17 degrees Celsius. And then when we look at Kitwe on the Copper Belt, Kitwe is currently experiencing highs of 29 degrees Celsius, and later tonight you can look out for lows of 15 degrees Celsius with a clear and mild sky. And then focusing on Ndola this morning, currently experiencing highs of 30 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear with lows of 15 degrees Celsius. That is your weather update at 7.
The weather update was brought to you with the compliments of Fibercom. Fibercom, your absolute connection. There's shows to be streamed, high scores to be beaten, and business meetings to be held. And Fibercom is the pulse of Zambian and African connectivity that makes it happen. Whether it's the perfect movie night and gaming with Fiber to Home, seamless connection at the office with Fiber to Business, wireless internet at unbeatable prices, corporate VPN that makes any place your office, or keeping your subscribers connected with a wholesale lease line, we've got the best packages to meet your needs with lightning fast internet and data transfer speeds. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260 211 365 382 or +260 972 451 451. Fibercom, your absolute connection. Traffic Watch is brought to you by Izway Zambia.
All right, let's get to our Traffic Watch for this hour. Let's start off with the Chilumbulu Road and taking a look at the Sandulula Road just within Livala area there. We're going to see that traffic is flowing quite well as you are approaching Interland, and as you get to the filling station there and get into Bama Road, we see that traffic continues to flow quite well. There's a bit of a build up as you're joining Bama Road, but as you go with the rest of Bama Road, you see that traffic is moving quite well until you are approaching the traffic lights just as you're going to Nationalist Road, the road that takes you to the University Teaching Hospital. In fact, if you're also coming through from that direction, entering into Bama Road, you see that traffic continues to build up as you're approaching the first traffic lights along Bama Road in that direction. But focusing on the opposite direction, if you're heading towards the Central Business District, we get to see that there is, even after you get past the traffic lights, there's a bit of the build-up of the traffic just right next to Kabwata Market. But after that, it gets to flow much better as you make your way into Independence Avenue. As you are entering Independence Avenue, there is the build-up of traffic there. It becomes more intense as you're getting into Independence Avenue. And if you continue with Nationalist Road, you get to see the traffic is flowing quite well, and the build-up there is begins as you are approaching Government Road. And if you proceed with the rest of Nationalist Road, you get to see the build-up of traffic becomes more intense as you are getting into Independence Avenue. That's your Traffic Watch for this hour.
The Traffic Watch was brought to you by Izway Zambia. What does progress mean? To us, progress means enabling your financial freedom. It means helping you invest in your education. It means helping you start and grow your business. Progress means helping you make and receive safe and reliable payments using card or mobile money. Izway, your trusted financial services provider. Inspiring progress. Dial *4993# to request a callback, or visit our website at www.izwezambia.com. You're tuned to Breakfast with Stanbic on Phoenix FM. At Stanbic, we believe in Zambia and her growth. For over 60 years, Stanbic Bank has been your trusted partner for driving Zambia's growth.
It's 7:05. Good morning to you in case you've just tuned in to the Phoenix Breakfast. We're in the second hour of the show. And soon to come, we do have the Baker's Biscuits giveaway. Yeah, we give you a chance to win some more this morning.
So, in the first hour, I was looking at you, and I can see you're doing it again. All right, so...
Here's the background joke. So yesterday, I just reminded that look, the name of the segment is Win Some More. Okay, it's Win Some More because you know, like eat some more, win some more. So that's the thing. So that's the inside joke there. So I forgot for a moment. Like wait a minute, it's this. So that's coming up. This hour we'll get two calls, and the winner that gets the most right wins the breakfast hamper worth 1,000 kwacha. But that's not it. We've got the daily sports update with Punch. We also have what the papers say. And this morning, we'll also be getting into our breakfast menu, focusing on... what can we call it? Gambling? And children. Gambling machines? Gambling.
Yeah, it's centered on children, gambling, and gambling machines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be getting into that. But for now, let's catch somebody yellow-handed. And the beauty of being caught yellow-handed is you can walk away with 1,000 kwacha.
TN, what are we doing today?
I see the phone lines buzzing, but remember, we take your calls every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And every Tuesday and Thursday, we're out in the street looking for people at an MTN Momo agent making a transaction. And then we catch them yellow-handed right there. So this means that the questions get to be asked to them right from where they are, right?
Mm-hmm. So you need to be caught making a transaction in order for you to qualify to take part in our caught yellow-handed segment. So as you make that transaction, our, what are we calling her? Our street what?
Our street catcher.
Our street catcher? I don't think she'll be impressed.
We'll find it.
Okay, so we have our very own on the streets looking out for someone who's making a transaction. And, all you need to do is answer those questions. If you manage to answer all 10 correctly, you get to walk away with a 1,000 kwacha.
Yeah, let's get to it.
MTN, what are we doing today?
Boss, mwini buwanji?
Mwini buwanji, madam.
We know mwankalala kibiru na mipeza, nina makwete niyo mifunza. Mwina MTN number?
Yes, madam.
Okay, naona musta deposit. So, kuri njama zo wina. So, mkanka makwete yali 10, mkanka mwazi mtenga 100 kwa.
Okay.
So, mitena 2 minutes. Nina mpe makwete niyo.
We've got 1,000 words waiting just for you.
Yes, what is the name of the MTN Zambia product that allows subscribers to borrow data or airtime and pay later? In math, what is 100 times 100?
In 10,000.
True or false, you can buy bundles for someone else using MTN Momo.
True.
What is the capital city of Djibouti? What is the nickname of the MTN Super League Team Power Dynamo?
Abayero.
What animal is found in the new 5 kwacha coin? How many digits make up a standard MTN Zambia mobile number?
10.
What is the standard MTN Zambia customer care number you can call for free?
111.
What short code do you use to transfer funds from MTN Momo to Stanbic Bank, Zambia?